Welcome to Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast, where today we'll be talking about Moon Knight, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and Free Comic Book Day. Now let's hear the intro and get right into it. What is going on? Thank you so much for joining me again for another episode of Nerd Tween and Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Nerdpool Prime, and here we go. So, first of all, I'm going to do a real short little spiel about Moon Knight, then I'm going to talk about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and then New Comic Book Day! Hope you all got some good books. Alright, so, Moon Knight. Not the best Marvel show. I don't care what anyone says. I'm sorry. I know this is a non-popular opinion, but Moon Knight was not that good. It really wasn't. I'm sorry it wasn't. And I have many reasons for that. The biggest reason for that is they literally changed things just for the sake of changing things. It had nothing. It didn't add to the plot. It didn't add to the characters. All it did was change things for no reason. And my last episode that I talked about, The Asylum, I really, really liked, and it looked like they were heading down the right path where they could have all these characters their own original way and then recreate them in the model of the comics. And it would have been perfect. I would have, my feelings on the show would change drastically if that was the case. Like, I'm sorry, to make Stephen Grant not a billionaire, not this confident, suave person, make him this mousy little thing, fine. And then you killed him off and then you brought him back. So the episode, only episode that I thought was really, really good in the entire series was basically null and void. It had zero bearing. It didn't do anything. Sure, they came to an agreement. They started to understand each other. Oh, great. But what? I continue to watch the show because Oscar Isaac was doing such a great job in the acting, and I talked a lot of crap about his casting as Moon Knight. I didn't like it because he's not a Jewish actor. That's a problem for me. Apparently I have no basis in feeling that way because who gives a crap about the Jewish people, right? That's basically what it seems like. I mean, the show was about Moon Knight, a Jewish kid from Chicago, but it was all about Egypt. I understand that the god that he gets his power from, Khonshu, is an Egyptian god. I completely understand that. But this show, for me, it was more a tourism ad for Egypt than anything else. It was more focused on making sure we got our first Egyptian superhero than giving us our first accurate Jewish superhero. I'm sorry, that's wrong. And I really don't give a crap what anyone says about that. That's my opinion, and I will die on that hill. And the fact that he has like a symbiote suit, that's fucking stupid. Excuse my language. I know it's my podcast, and I can curse if I want to. I try not to. It's not professional, but this is something that really pisses me off. Because everyone's like, oh, it's so amazing. It's the greatest MCU show ever. Absolutely not. It doesn't hold a candle to WandaVision. Doesn't hold a candle to Loki. And honestly, both Hawkeye and Falcon the Winter Soldier are better too. And What If blows it out the water. But I take What If out of that conversation because it is animated. They can do so much more with it. And it just makes it easier to tell a great story when it's animated because you can literally tailor what it looks like to what you want. So I kind of take that out, but I'm sorry. No, it's not. And the fact that all the marketing was, oh, the greatest Marvel movie, the greatest Marvel show ever. No, not even close. I'm sorry. And most people that don't like the show, they complain about, you know, wasn't enough action or this or that. Honestly, that had nothing, that had no bearing on it for me. I don't need action for it to be a good story. I don't need action for me to be interested. Not at all. Not at all. At, like, for instance, like, I believe that the Batman would have been better with that without that giant set piece at the end with all the action, left it as a noir movie. Noir crime thriller. It would have been almost a 10 out of 10 movie if you would have done that. Instead, you throw the set piece at the end because it's a superhero movie and you have to have this big climactic action sequence. And it changed the whole feel of the movie. And it still loved the movie, but it would have been much better without that. Now, and then let's go back to Moon Knight again. Now, there's going to be spoilers. So if you haven't seen the Moon Knight or Doctor Strange, don't listen to this. Watch this later when you've seen it. But we've been revealed, like I've been saying the whole time, that Jake Lockley is there. And he is the third Alter. But to have that reveal makes the whole series not make any damn sense. If Khonshu is cool with Jake, why does he need Mark? Honestly, like, seriously, why does he need to keep bending over backwards for Mark? Just have him in the dark like Mark has had Steven this whole time. Like, he still is in the dark. There's no, like, the fact that I feel like I'm the only one noticing that this series basically told us all to go screw ourselves. They Moon Knight in the comics. Now, again, I know the what people are going to say. It doesn't have to be just like the comics. Meh, meh, meh. I get that. But there are certain things about a character that make them the character. For instance, if you've read a Moon Knight comic, you know it's brutal and bloody and just monstrous what he does to people. They didn't give us that. They literally did this blackout scene every time a huge violent part was going to happen and then just showed you the aftermath. And no one seems to give a shit. Like, they're taking away what Moon Knight is. And I don't get, and again, this has nothing to do with the fact that there's not enough action. Whatever, it's not attached to the Marvel Universe like it should be. Blah, what? All the normal BS people are complaining about with this show, I find pointless and baseless. Like, it doesn't have to have action. But to take a character like Moon Knight, brutal, violent, and not show us the brutality and the violence, just give us the end scene, get out of here. I'm sorry. Get out of here. I'm not in the... No. Goodbye. That's stupid. Absolutely. That makes no sense to me. And again, I'm not saying the show is bad, but it is definitely not the best Marvel movie, but Marvel TV show. And it comes back to an argument I made earlier on the podcast about something like the Gaslight or the fourth season of Community. It is the worst one by far. Does not mean it's horrible. I'm not saying Moon Knight was trash. I'm just saying it's definitely nowhere near the top of the echelon of Marvel movies. And that's excluding the Netflix ones that are now on Disney Plus. Because if you want to bring those into the conversation, Daredevil shits on this show. Like, Daredevil, Amber Heard's, Johnny Depp's pillowed that show. Okay? Just let's get that clear. This is definitely not as good as a lot of people are making out to be. And that's my biggest thought about it. And then, like, one last thing I really, really bothers me a lot is that last scene when Jake is revealed, okay? Okay, we got it. We got Jake revealed. Great, woo! But he's driving a Bentley that has Spectre on it. Now, yes, I am 100% aware that that is a direct reference to the comics. Woohoo! And you ruined it. I'm sorry. No. How do you have a Bentley with a custom license plate? So now I'm guessing we can consider Jake the rich one too and the violent one? Get out of here. There's no reason to change that. None. Like, they to change it just for the sake of changing it is pointless. I'm sorry, no. I don't agree with where the show went. I don't agree with it not being a Jewish actor. And again, you can listen to my past episodes. I said I adjusted my canon to try to make up for my feelings about the show and the casting, because Oscar did such a good job. I'm thinking maybe they couldn't get a Jewish actor that could do it, but I whatever. At this point, it does. There's just so much wrong with it that I'm not into it. I'm sorry, and I'm a huge Moon Knight fan, and this show let me down at almost every turn. Again, doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not for me. I guess I can't get past. There's so many things I can't get past in the show, and it's just. And the biggest thing I hear is like, oh, you must have only watched it one time, didn't give it a chance. I watch each episode probably at least 30 times because I do this podcast. So I have to watch it and submerge myself in what I'm trying to break down. And that's why when I talk about Doctor Strange, this is going to be my thoughts and things I noticed. I've only seen it one time, so I'm not going to sit there and give you my rating and where it stands in the Marvel pantheon, because I don't think that's fair to the property. But for Moon Knight, Moon Knight's at the bottom. Moon Knight is definitely, in my opinion, the worst of the Marvel MCU Disney Plus TV shows. And it's not even close. This was the first Marvel show that I was not excited for every Wednesday. I was literally like, all right, let's watch this shit. I would literally stay up. But when Loki and WandaVision were out, nah, man. I watched that before I went to bed and just suffered the next day. That's simple as that. I'm on the East Coast of the United States. It comes out at 3 a.m. my time. WandaVision and Loki, I was literally up waiting for them and then just suffering at work the next day, being tired. Moon Knight didn't. I literally. There was the finale. I didn't watch until I got home from work that day because I didn't care. I didn't care if I was going to get spoiled because it didn't really matter to me. Just go back and read some of these Moon Knight runs and you'll see what I mean. It doesn't have to be a shot for shot adaptation, but if you're going to make a show with closing sequences based on characters from Marvel Comics, very loosely, very, very loosely at this point. I'm sorry. But I want to do one little theory. I think Randall's not dead. We just think he's dead, like in the comics, he's going to show back up. But knowing this show, he's not. He actually is dead, but he's going to be, somebody else is going to come and be like, I'm Steven's brother, I'm his brother. Just to change things. Sounds kind of stupid, huh? Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to take a quick little break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, before I get to my breakdown or theories or anything like that, I'm going to go on a curse-filled rant about spoilers. So, I apologize. If you're listening at work, you're going to want to turn the volume down or put headphones in, because I'm going to lose it for a second here. And anyone who doesn't like profanity, I do apologize, but this gets me so angry that I won't be able to hold back some swear words. I'm honestly not going into this like, I'm going to swear as much as I want. No. But I know they're going to come out because it's absolutely disgusting. So let's talk about spoilers. Yet again, I am over this shit. I really am. Because... every time I talk about this, I have to preface it by saying I do a podcast. I do all this shit. So I go looking for it. So I'm not asking and getting angry because I got spoiled. Because every time it's like, oh, you shouldn't have been looking for it. That's not what this is about. This is about not even having to look for them. Like, I literally was like, you know what? Let me go look for a spoiler. See if I can see anything. I opened YouTube. I didn't even type anything in. And the very first thing that I saw on top of my feed was all of the deaths in Multiverse of Madness. You want to know when this happened? Wednesday. Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. So it's not like it was a couple days in. The movie haven't even fucking released anywhere yet, except for the private screeners and overseas. I'm sorry. There is no excuse for that. This is getting out of hand. When I am going on YouTube and looking for spoilers, I don't even have to type in the fucking thing I want to see anymore. 500,000 views. It's unacceptable. There are people who want to go into these movies without spoilers. There are people who don't look for them. There are people who just want to enjoy things. And here comes all these people trying to be the first person to spoil it so they can get feet, they can get followers and this, that, and the other thing. You can go fuck yourself. Yes, and I, like I said, I apologize. This really gets under my skin to the point where every time I post about this, I lose followers because I'm speaking out against these people. And I don't give a shit. I will lose followers. Take them. I don't want them. If they want to be, if they're okay with people throwing spoilers down everyone's throats. I literally, when I tell you, every big reveal that I saw, really? I didn't have to go to the movie. Now, like I said, so if you're listening at this point, there's spoilers. So I'm going to go just start talking about it. I saw the appearance of Reed Richards, Black Bolt, everyone. I saw them all. Wednesday. I didn't go see it till Friday. And for most people, they can't go see it that night. Thursday night. They have to go Friday or Saturday or Sunday. All the big reveals were already revealed. Ta-da! For free. For free, too. Think about that. It's hurting the industry as well as hurting the fans. It's absolutely unacceptable. And I hope one day that I have enough clout in this community to really make some real change and stop this shit. Because we should all be reporting them. It's unacceptable. And if you're one of the people I'm talking about, come talk to me. Please, please. I will say this to your face. I'm not trying to hide behind anything. I will say it to anyone's face. If you are posting spoilers for a movie that hasn't even actually been released yet, you're the fucking problem. Same people who literally dropped the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer without the VFX the night before it was being released. Why? So you could be the person who leaked it? Go fuck yourself. Get out of here. We don't need you in this community. Because there are people who come to me and say, man, I didn't really want to get spoiled, but I saw the trailer. Can you explain this to me because the VFX wasn't done? I can, but it's coming out tomorrow. Just wait. And then if you have more questions, I'll answer them. No problem. Hey, I just saw this leak. I really didn't want to, but I saw it. Can you explain it? Absolutely. I'm sorry that someone spoiled it for you. Do you want to wait till you watch the movie and maybe you understand it? And then I can explain it, or I'll explain it now. It's up to you. I apologize. I'm apologizing for these horrible people in this community that are sharing all this shit. And it's not okay. I don't care what anyone says. If you have a problem with what I'm saying right now, please bring it on. You can't see me, but I'm doing the Matrix Neo. Come on, Agent Smith. Let's go. I could do this all day. All day. And if and anyone wants to join my crusade, please send me a message on one of my social media accounts. I've got enough. Just search Nerdtween, and you'll find me. But, I mean, and again, because I can already feel it, this isn't to protect me. Okay? Let's just get that clear. So if I see anyone commenting, oh, look at this guy complaining about seeing spoilers, you shouldn't have been looking for them then. Quote me when I say, this ain't about me. I'm not trying to do this to get followers. I'm trying to do this to save people from having their shit that they've been waiting for months, years, even lifetimes being spoiled before they get a chance to enjoy it. Because I don't know about you, but I have been a nerd for over 30 years at this point. I remember when no one gave us shit enough to spoil it for us because we were the nerds. Normal people weren't going to watch this shit. People who actually enjoyed the content are not the ones leaking it. It's the ones that are trying to make money off it. The ones that are trying to get followers. The ones who are trying to whatever. It's not real fans. Stop spoiling movies and content for people. Do better. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast. You got problems? I got the answers. I got the problems. Let's go. I want that smoke. I want that smoke, as the kids would say. So, now that my little crazy rant is over about spoilers. Spoiler warning! So, I have a 48-hour spoiler ban. That's why I choose to have my podcast come out on Sundays. Because by Sunday, the 48 hours has been up. Whether it's stuff that comes out on Wednesday or Friday. So, and again, I will give you a warning. Not too much to ask. Simple as that. But here we go. So this is more a review than a breakdown. I will be doing a breakdown sometime down the road when I got a chance to see it more times, because there was so many things that I missed, because it's A, Sam Raimi being Sam Raimi, and B, the multiverse being the multiverse, and there was a shit ton of madness. So yeah, I definitely missed a lot. And that just makes me want to go watch it again. Now, for the most part, I was very, very, very happy with the movie. Sam Raimi is one of my favorite directors, and this movie is another example as to why. If I had to pick something that I didn't like, I kind of wish that... Bruce Campbell. Wow. That rant really threw me off. Bruce Campbell's cameo. I kind of wish it would have been Ash from Ash vs. Evil Dead. Like, they would go into like a multiverse where it was a zombie verse or something. You know, that would have been really cool. Maybe they're saving that for the What If spinoff. But then that's really not anything that I'm mad at. I just kind of think... Knowing him, I just wish it would have been a little bigger. That's what she said. But I really, really enjoyed the movie. I can say I'm not going to give it a rating after one viewing, because after one viewing of The Last Jedi, I thought it was the best Star Wars movie ever. So obviously that's not right. I can't trust my first viewing thoughts on things when it comes to rating things or ranking them. However, I really, really did enjoy this movie. So I made a theory last year before WandaVision was released that, actually, you know what? I'm going to read it word for word. Just so I am not, just so that I am not misleading anyone. All right, so what I said was, Wiccan and Speed will be introduced, but they will not survive the show. They will return in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and help stop Wanda from destroying the multiverse. They will then join the Young Avengers with Kate Bishop and Cassandra Lang. Now, I made that theory last year in January of 20... Oh, wow. Yeah, January of 2021, I made that theory. So before WandaVision. So, A, the WandaVision part. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. The Doctor Strange part. So close. So close. And now rereading it out loud, honestly, the only thing I got wrong was that they are going to join the Young Avengers. Excuse me, because I saw the writing on the wall about the Young Avengers coming, and they're definitely coming. You got Kate Bishop now. We've got Elliot Bradley. We've got, Isaiah Bradley, excuse me. Yeah, Isaiah? But the guy who becomes Patriot. Cassie Lang, obviously, and she's going to become Stature in the Ant-Man 3. Side note, it's kind of funny that there's an Ant-Man 3 and not a... Oh, I know. There's three movies. It's four. Once he gets the fourth movie, it'd be strange. Sorry. I just went on a little rabbit hole there. So, for me, this movie was fantastic. And the fact that I called it, because who was going to stop Wanda? No one but those kids. That's exactly what happened. Can I get my credit? You see what I'm saying? Like, I make theories and stuff and do all that, you know, and people like me who are struggling to keep followers while people who are spoiling things get tons of followers. It does hurt. See, I have a little personal vendetta and personal grievance with those people. Because I'm trying to keep my journalistic integrity, whatever you want to call it, and not ruin things for people and be as honest as possible and not try to do what these people are doing. And here I am, struggling through, giving you the best content I can and fighting for you, my fans. And there's crickets because there's like five of you. No, I'm just kidding. But if there is only five of you, thank you, all five. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm due a little credit here because I made that before we had... I want to double check. Someone can fact check me on this, but I'm pretty sure that I had this pegged before Sam Raimi even took over. So I knew what was going to happen even before Marvel did because the script got changed. Just saying... I keep being right. So far, the only one I've been wrong about is Moon Knight. Because, I mean, I obviously know more about the character than the creator. But I digress. But Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, it was so amazing to see all those spoilers come to life. To see Reed Richards. Oh, man. Just to see... Oh, man. Like, and it's funny that all this happens, like the release of this movie happens and John Watts, the director of the three Spider-Man movie that was supposed to do the Fantastic Four, had already agreed to do the Fantastic Four, stepping down. Is that because John Krasinski is now going to do it? And also stars Reed Richards? And if that's the case, it'll be the greatest Marvel movie ever. I'm calling it now. John Krasinski is amazing. Like his acting ability, his direct, he's a genius in this industry, and it very fitting to play Reed Richards. Very you know, like, to see the Illuminati in this manner was really refreshing. It was nice to see, like, you look at it, it kind of appears that there's no, like, Avengers on that, like, world that had the Illuminati. It's just the Illuminati. Because, I mean, think about it. If there were Avengers, why would the Illuminati go and face Thanos? Unless he killed all the Avengers already. You know what I mean? Like, oh, no, they did call Peggy the first Avenger. Interesting. But, okay, so let's talk about a big problem. Not with Multiverse of Madness per se, but let's go with the community as a whole. I've been seeing a lot of people bashing a lot of the things in this movie because, honestly, the only reason why I can think of make any rational thought process behind why I'd be bashing it the way they are is misogyny, because they are quick to jump on Wanda about how horrible and terrible she is and everything she's done. Do y'all forget that Doctor Strange literally is pretty much the reason why half the universe was destroyed? Was snapped out of existence by Thanos? He saw that and decided, we have to do that. Sure, he only saw one possible outcome when they won, and that's why he took that route. But he's kind of responsible for all those people being blipped. Okay? Think about that. Think about how he almost destroyed the multiverse to help a kid. Think about how he disrupted the natural order to defeat Dormammu. Think about all of the things that he's done. Doctor Strange, I mean. Where's the hate for him? Where's the hate for him? This woman is grieving and does irrational things. Not only that, you can factor in the fact that she is being actively corrupted by the Book of the Damned. Yes, was it her decision to read it? Of course. But she missed her kids. She missed her kids. I don't have kids, and I can only imagine what that would do to somebody. And her husband? She has pretty much loved, like, a handful of things in her life. Sitcoms, her family, Vision, and them damn kids. She's lost them all. Well, I guess sitcoms, she can still go watch those. But she's lost everything else. And can you really sit there and say, if you had the power to literally fix anything you wanted, you're going to sit there and tell me you wouldn't take it? And deal with the consequences later? When Wanda's looking at America Chavez as the skeleton, the fix-all for any problem, any issue, she could take America Chavez's power and figure out a way to fix it. She's not trying to destroy things. She's trying to fix things in her own twisted way. This is one thing that I think a lot of people don't see in characters like they should. Like, for me, Dr. Doom, even Magneto, are not villains. They are people who believe in what they believe and are willing to do anything to make that happen. Would you consider Malcolm X a villain? No. If anything, the U.S. government's the villain in that one. But he just believed that any means necessary to save his people. That's not villainous. That's heroic. I mean, if you really want to boil it down, willing to make the sacrifice to let yourself be corrupted, to let yourself be hurt, to let yourself... Again, Doctor Strange. He allowed all those souls to absorb all that power so he can do what needed to be done and stop Wanda. Is that the lesser of two evils? Probably. But he willingly took on that. She didn't willingly do that. She was just trying to find her kids. And then that's what happened when you read the Darkhold. It corrupts you with the souls of the damned. You know, not for nothing, but there's not much difference there. Except when you think about the, not the means to the end, to the process here. Because what happened while why Wanda seems evil is because she's willing to do whatever it takes to get what she wants versus, I guess you can argue, the greater good. But can we say that Doctor Strange isn't a selfish guy? I mean, sure, he's gotten much better, and he's definitely more of a hero than he was when he first got into the MCU, or first when we first met him, at least. But he's still kind of self-centered. I mean, instead of like helping and praising his friend Wong, he gives him shit about being the Sorcerer Supreme. I mean, whenever he needs him, of course he's there, but he's still got to throw in his digs because he's Doctor Strange. That's what I'm saying. But why is it okay for Doctor Strange to upset the natural order, but not Wanda? And see, and that's why I really like the Illuminati, because their that version of the Illuminati said, you know what? We love you, man. But you're the problem. You're the bad guy here. You may have helped us stop the other bad guy, but you're just as bad. And they took him out. Now, is it a little intense that they like just straight up obliterated his existence? Yeah, a little bit. But he was okay with it at that point. So, and again, before I get too far into a breakdown, when I've only seen it once, I want to rein back in and just say how much I really love the movie. And there's a couple things that I noticed that I don't know if you did. So I'm going to throw them out here real quick. Like when America Chavez was and Doctor Strange were going through the different multiverses, the Living Tribunal could be seen. It was one of the ones. And I think, you know, where they said, where they went through the paint, or where we paint, I think that's our world. Because think about it, what are superheroes in our world but things that are drawn with ink? Just saying. Now, the biggest, my biggest takeaway has to do with the post-credit scene and the final scene. Those are two separate Doctor Stranges. The one that's walking at the very end of the movie and that third eye opens, which also I don't necessarily think means he's evil. I just think it means there's like more than just his soul in there. Oh, and side note again, before I continue. Oh, that the what if Doctor Strange? That's the what if Doctor Strange? Oh, it wasn't? Like I told you and everyone argued with me? Cool. Nice to know. Oh, that wasn't zombie Wanda like everyone said it was from the trailer? Oh, when I said no? I'm pointing out why it wasn't. Oh, interesting. That wasn't Superior Iron Man? Like I said it wasn't? Okay. Just making sure. Making sure we're keeping score. But those are two separate Doctor Stranges. When we see Clea, by the way, that's Clea, who is the current Sorcerer Supreme in the Marvel Universe, in the comics, as well as known as the Sorcerer Supreme from the Dark Dimension. Later also becomes a love interest of Doctor Strange, so it was only a matter of time before she showed up, played by the amazing Charlize Theron, another thing that I said was going to happen, but whatever. And she says, we have made an incursion, you've made an incursion, we have to fix it. Incursion. Secret Wars 2015, like I've been saying for quite some time now. I know, I'm a little angry today. I don't know why. I guess I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but I'm coming at everyone today. It definitely looks like we're getting Secret Wars. I would bet that the version from the post credit scene is going to be what we're going to see as the Ultimates universe, or at least this the MCU's version. Also, side note, pretty cool. They called it 616 for the first time. That wasn't a fake multiversal traveler. It was hinted at in Loki, but it wasn't officially said. So that's pretty cool. Even though it's kind of weird that 616 to us is the main timeline in the comics, so whatever. But those are there's definitely Secret Wars is definitely on the way. You better load up on your Secret Wars while you can. Secret Wars number 3 from 2015 and Secret Wars number 9 are the two major keys. There are a whole bunch of spinoffs and connecting issues that also have a lot of keys in them. But first appearance of God Emperor Doom, which is going to be a big character, and Black Panther wielding the Infinity Gauntlet to fix things. Oh, side note, and I tried, let's see if this was right, been saying for a while now, I've said it on actually not even only on my podcast, Russo Brothers will be back for Secret Wars. I've been calling it for a while. But overall, Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness was amazing. I can't wait to go see it again. I can't wait to sit down and literally break down scene by scene when it comes out to where I can pause it and look at everything. Yeah, it was just Sam Raimi knocked out the park. He was the perfect director, visionary, when I say, to get this done right. And I thank you, Sam, for making a great movie. For once again, showing me why I love your work so much. So before I move on to Free Comic Book Day, I do want to apologize. I am sorry that I get a little heated when things like this happen, whether it's the spoilers, which I'm actively trying to fight to fix, whether it's people... I guess I'm just tired of continuously being right, and a lot of the other people who are wrong a lot are getting more attention. So I this is definitely a personal thing, and I apologize for anyone who was offended or hurt by what I said. I just want to say that if you were offended or it hurt you, maybe you want to look at yourself. Because I know I hate myself, to be 100% honest. I have no qualms about that. And I know I'm not always right. And I know that I tend to be, let's just say, aggressive when it comes to certain things. And that's something that I do need to work on. And I will try to get better in the future. But until we can limit, at least, the spoilers, until we can at least get me the attention I deserve. This might be delusions of grandeur, but I mean, show me someone else who has a WandaVision theory that hit Doctor Strange that part on the head and WandaVision. It doesn't exist. It's me. You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'm sure I've lost every single follower I have now. We're going to talk about Free Comic Book Day. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, I hope everyone had a great Free Comic Book Day. And if you didn't, I am sorry. That really hurts my nerdy soul. But we are still going to talk about it. And one thing before I start talking about what I got, I want to make a public service announcement for maybe next year if you didn't get a chance to, or if you didn't do it. When you go in for Free Comic Book Day, don't just get the free comics. I mean, sure, you can, but support the business as well, because they don't get those books for free. They give it to us for free, and it's the holiday is really meant to get you into the store to buy things. They always have discounts too, so support the local comic shop that's giving you free books on these days, because they don't get it for free. So I want to talk about the books that I got. My LCS had a limit to 3 per person. Me and the Dungeon Master went, so we picked up 6 books. So the big one that I think everyone should have picked up was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's the new run, and it's definitely going to be a big book. Then there was Avengers, X-Men, Eternals, Judgment Day. Just a really, really cool story. Definitely should have picked that up. I personally picked up Nottingham because it was a really hot book. And I didn't jump in when it came out. Unfortunately, it's the only one that did not make it home safely. It did get a little damaged. So obviously that's going to stay in my PC. Another big book that I picked up was Bloodborne from Titan Comics. It's a comic book adaptation of a very popular video game, so I figured people might be interested in that, so I picked it up. And then I also picked up Clementine Issue 1, which is the first ongoing series of the character Clementine from the Telltale Walking Dead games. There's also a first look at Everyday Hero Machine Boy in there as well. So that's a big one that I picked up. And then there was, last but not least, Dark Crisis Special Edition from DC. Those were all the free books that I picked up. But like I said, I was in the store, so obviously I had to pick up some other books. So what I did was I picked up 2 copies of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Well, technically Obi-Wan. The art is done by Ario Anandito, who I did an interview with on this podcast. So if you want, take a look at that. Then I picked up a really cool Death of Justice League, like die-cut cover, which is really sweet. Then Avengers Forever 5, which it's a cool premise, so I'll be interested to see how that goes. Spider-Man 2099 Exodus, which is a first appearance of the new Ghost Rider for 2099. Then I picked up the Image, I don't even know what to call it, but it's the Image book that has like all of work from Image in there. It's really cool. Then, of course, I had to pick up Flashpoint Beyond number 1, which is a really cool story. If you don't know about Flashpoint, it's one of the best comic book events of all time, where Barry goes back in time and stops his mom from dying, therefore creating a whole new universe called Flashpoint, where it's pretty much the same Earth as ours, just slightly different in some ways. Like, for instance, Bruce dies in that alleyway and his dad becomes Batman and his mother goes crazy, becomes the Joker. So that world was erased when Barry went and, let his mom die. So now it's back and Thomas Wayne knows that it shouldn't be here and he's trying to figure out why it's back. So that's really an interesting storyline, if you ask me. And then one book that I didn't even know of that I was just walking through and saw is an Aftershock title, Dogs of London number 1. The cover just grabbed me immediately and I picked it up. I also bought some bags and boards, to make sure all my comics are nice and safe. So I say all this and hopefully you got some good books too. And again, please support local comic book shops because they're struggling, as with a lot of businesses. But we're nerds and we're powerful and we're going to band together and save them. I sell comics online, first on Whatnot, and then now I also sell comics on Drip. Definitely take a look at that Drip shop. Free shipping, and just awesome platform. But a lot of people in my shows recently have been talking about how their LCSs went out of business. So their closest comic book shop is 2 hours away. And for all of us who don't have to travel that far, we should make sure that we don't have to travel that far by continuing to support them. So if you do have a LCS, just do me and the whole community a favor and go in there and support them. Usually when you go into a comic shop, for the most part, they're great people in there. And it's just something that we can't let die. I don't want to see comic book shops fall by the wayside and just like this is one thing where we all as a community can actively make change. If we decide that we're going to support these small businesses and make sure that they don't die out, we all benefit from that. Because now I've got people, like I said, that have to go 2 hours to get their comic books. So instead, they normally get them online and they have to pay more. If there was a local comic shop, they wouldn't have to do that. So just please support local comic book shops, not just on Free Comic Book Day, but especially on Free Comic Book Day, because obviously, like I said, you're getting free books. Support them. Buy a couple titles. It really helps. Every sale, and this is someone who sells on a smaller level than any comic shop does, every single sale helps. Even if it's less than what we wanted for the book, it helps. Because then we can turn that into another book and maybe hit on that one. Or there's so many different things that just buying a couple books really can make a difference. So please do me and the community a favor, and if you can, support your local comic book shops. And if your comic book shop is too far away and you're supporting an online shop, do that. Whatever you got to do to support this industry, because we as a community, I feel like we can actually help, and we should if we can. But today is also Mother's Day, so I wanted to say a happy Mother's Day to anyone who's celebrating. Send a very special happy Mother's Day to mine. Red Leader, happy Mother's Day. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, robots, aliens, and everything in between, this is Nerdpool Prime signing off.
Nerdtween faithfuls. I don't know what to call you. Are you Nerdtweenies? Nerdtweyes? I don't know. But it's your old pal, Mr. J, and I'm here to ask you a very special favor. If you're hearing this right now, please, please do me a favor. Even if you're not on the app, please go on to TikTok. I know, TikTok is crazy. But if I can somehow get to 1,000 followers before MegaCon, I will go live when I talk to all the super celebrities, such as Batman himself, Kevin Conroy. He's gonna think Mark's there. It's gonna be glorious. And if you want to see it, please go follow me on TikTok. Same name as here, Nerdtween. You can't miss it. Until next time.